Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. It's so great to see each one of you. I was wondering, there are many watching us on the World Wide Web, so just they may not know about local things happening, but we had most of the day we had rain. So I said, gosh, it's I don't know how many will feel like coming out in the rain, and then it stopped. Yay, praise God. So here we are. I want to bless each one of you for being at the watch. This is an awesome time. I feel like I had to be away for a few days. We spent time with my family, so I was, I really enjoyed that. But I had to miss last weekend being here. So I was, and then as I got free, I was able to join them, the fast. So I'm now with that, many of you who are watching, we are in a corporate fast together. And you can look up the details on our web and on the chowdaministries.org. And if you want to send in your prayer request, we are really seriously going before the Lord to include you and your families and praying for specific needs. So please feel free to contact and email us your prayer requests. And those of you here who have not had a chance to write us a list of that, please do so. But what I was going to mention was I've seldom ever felt the physical force of something. And I've taught on this in other ways, but didn't feel it as much. For the first time, I felt the full gale of it, in a sense. Is this that I've taught about as a community, what we do as community is it makes the effort multiplied tenfold, thirtyfold, and hundredfold. And some of you know that I like to go out, and I'm a duck hunter and a goose hunter. I like to go be miserable in the winter and get all dudeed up in these heavy outfits and go out and make like a strange kid, you know, go make noises like a duck or a goose, and then they fly down and you get to do some hunting, and Bonnie brings home some of it and they cook it up. She cooks it up, a goose or a duck, and it's kind of like a hobby. But so you study flocks and you study how the ducks fly, how the geese fly, and you got to know a little about it so you can participate in the hunt. But part of the knowledge of seeing how these flocks, the geese, fly across, and when it's migration time, when they fly, but they don't fly alone. You seldom ever, unless something has happened, you don't find a goose flying alone. It's always with a flock of geese. Or ducks are the same way. And part of the reason is you study is when they fly together, the force of the headwind that they are facing, they are able to break the force, resistance force of the wind that would be resisting as they fly into the wind. By as they do corporately, it is the labor effort is reduced 70%. So you use only 30% of your strength. If you were flying alone, you'd have to make an effort of almost 100%. So when you're doing it together with others, it is a much lesser effort to do it together. And as I couldn't, because I was in other activities with family members, I couldn't join the fast when I wanted to, but when I was able to come home, and then suddenly I joined, I totally felt the corporate effect. Suddenly I was part of a flock flying, and it was so easy. So that's why I'm learning. I've written one of the now considered one of the major handbooks on prayer and fasting. It's been translated in 40 languages and sold about 1 million out there. So I'm considered an authority. And yet this was a fresh revelation for me, was the impact of the corporiety, that as we do it together, my mentor, Derek Prince, was one of the other teachers who loved, he could never do more than, he kind of was almost semi-jealous, because for me, doing 40 days was very easy. It was a gift the Lord gave me for several years, which was very supernatural, and I could do it. But he kind of almost, he would grin, and then he would kind of say, I'm a little jealous, because the longest I've been able to go physically is 14 days. And I said, it's okay, Derek, I'll fast for you too. And but the grace, I mean, he taught about the singular and the corporate fast. And I wanted to just spend a moment just saying, now is a good time to, if you're not done it, to start doing it. Just eat vegetables for 6-7 days, or drink juices for a few days. But we are starting this year with prayer and fasting. So, and as we do so, that you'll find, as we are putting, in a sense, in the spirit realm, I'm putting my hand in your hand, and we are lifting each other up. And in prayer for our families, for our children, for your finances, for our nation, for the church, for an awakening in our nation, for spirit evangelism, we want to see souls saved this year. And we want to see 2018 as a major year for evangelism, for awakening. That as we see, part of the thing about this year, as you see, it says the Bible, one of the Bible principles you find is first in the natural, then in the spiritual. So when you look at certain things, notice what is happening, and then as a prophetic company, then you are part as you are a believer in Jesus Christ and part of the living body of Christ, you are part of, and then it behooves you to be part of a local body. If you are able to be settled down or make a home somewhere, then be part of the local community. The local church is God's authority, in a spiritual authority in a certain location, that has the authority more than anybody in the spiritual realm to pull down strongholds and to pray shielding over us. So by the way, as I'm talking about a supernatural shield, that we want to put a supernatural shield over every family member, over each of you. There is a flu epidemic that's kind of going across this nation right now. And we are putting a shield of protection. We're pleading the blood of Jesus. At the conclusion of our watch tonight, near the end of it, we're going to take communion together. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over each of us, over our children, up across this nation. We're going to bind that particular, whatever infectious spirit, whatever it is, and we're going to say, Lord, we are pleading the blood. And that will have no effect on us. We make it of no effect. We cancel out the power of this infection in Jesus' name. The plague will in no way touch our home. So that's part of the thing we are, you know, doing battle against to corporately, all right? Can you say amen? Amen. And you see, I mean, I have sympathy for people who are coughing, and you know, and then some, it gets serious because they don't have the, here I am coughing. Ah. But that we are in agreement. Say agreement. Where two or more agree together. And so we are in agreement for certain things right now. So we are thanking the Lord. We can do it together. So I thank the Lord for you and you and you. And we are putting our hands in each other. You are not alone. Tell your neighbor, you're not alone. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you are not alone. So we are doing this together. And there is a strength. One can chase away 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. There is a spiritual principle in it. And we're going to agree with great oomph together. It's so much, so wonderful to see Armin and Michael and Dennis and the whole company of worship helping us. And it helps. So instead of sitting at home and praying, which is at least you're praying, that's great. But if you can come together and join a company of other people flying in harmony together, we are worshiping. The moment I sat down and I just felt, oof, the spirit of worship. And it's really, I could sense the corporeity and the strength in the corporeity, the joining together that I want you to imagine it, picturize it. If you do not, it's an important revelation that you need to possess, that I can't do this all alone, but that's all right. That's how God has made it, so that we can, certain assignments are done together. And together we are covering your family. Together we are covering your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and claiming signs and wonders and miracles. And there was, like, all this last few days and weeks, I have been praying for certain partners. That Greek family that's down there in Florida. I had visions of the young man that we pray for during this time, and I was interceding for him, and I almost called him. Somehow I didn't have the phone number there. I was saying, hey, I'm thinking about you and praying for you. So it's a joint effort that we are doing. By the way, I do want to honor that this is this Monday. The nation honors Martin Luther King. And it's really is a worthy day. I think sometimes something gets generic, but I feel like, well, I really, really want to take a moment to honor Dr. King and his memory and the great healing instrument that he was for our nation at a right time, in the right place. He declared the love. He was a man of God. More than anything else, he was a reverend. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He was leader of a church. And then we were friends personally also of the reverend who helped invite him into Montgomery, Alabama at so many years ago, where all the civil rights movement was birthed. But it was birthed, what I want to point out, is a lot of the secular people have claimed it as their thing, but it started in the Church of Jesus Christ. It was started by reverence. There are people, men and women, who love Jesus, and in the love of Jesus Christ, they knew this is not righteous and we'll make a stand. But it was stand in a godly, very, very godly way. We are not going to raise our hands against anybody, but we are going to show the love of Jesus and we're going to be completely nonviolent. He also got inspired. In fact, they were showing this movie this week. A few days ago was Gandhi, and Gandhi was one of his, in a sense, mentors, spiritual in a sense, so, who got independence for India also with total nonviolence, that they would not lift an arm against anyone to hurt anyone, but they were going to bring righteousness into their nation. So anyway, we bless the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. We bless his family, and we thank the Lord for giving us that special gift of healing that represented and exalted the name of Jesus in our society. So praise God. Hallelujah. I had an experience the last couple of days, but I got, the Lord gave me this, I mean, affirmed this word. I had to have once a year I have a routine exam, physical, and it's good. Certain things, like for ladies, I'm speaking as a man, I've prayed for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and I've had to pray for certain people that if they're just, now all things are in the hands of the Lord, but if they had had a routine exam, I remember especially a precious, precious, when I for a season pastored a church also in Atlanta, there was a precious young lady that got breast cancer, and she was very young. And the doctor had told her if she had just had a routine exam just a few years before, that they could have gotten that thing. And when it just started beginning. And so anyway, but ever since then, I've always told people, if you are able to get certain routine exams, like the whatever they do for the ladies for so that they can prevent breast cancer, or men, one of the major things that happens with men is prostate condition, things like, if it runs in your family line, you need to make sure that you get a routine checkup. So anyway, but I have, my doctor has recommended once a year I go have a routine exam because it seems to run in my family line or something. So I went yesterday to have this thing done, and I came home and I saw, so I was doing some other work and I put laid down my phone, and suddenly there was a call from the doctor's office, and they don't call the next day usually. And immediately I said, inside, you know how your mind plays this thing? And I said, uh-oh, they found something bad. That's why they're calling me. Which, so, you know, they feel obligated to do that. And so I picked up the phone, and it was the doctor's office, and it was his head nurse. And I said, oh, Lord. And she said, hello, Dr. Chavda. I said, yes. I said, I just want to call on behalf of the doctor. He just got your reading and just want you to know everything is perfect. And I said, you scared the willies out of me. But he had just read it, and he just wanted me to know that, hey, we don't want to see anything of you for a year now. You're fine. It's cleared. It's perfect. Praise God. And I felt the Lord carrying me, and he gave me a word. Now, what it was, just speak that over us, that it's right there. That it's in Jeremiah 29. And it's in verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. But now, I want to lay hold of this for 2018, for us, for you, for me, for our children. And it's, the Lord is, even though he says you, but it's a you individual, and it's a you corporate. And he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Say that. Let's say that. Say that after me. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you, say to me, a future and a hope. So know, be assured right now. And this is the word of God. Say it's the word of God. So lay hold of it. You can receive it. For me this afternoon, the Lord kind of in a gentle way slapped me on the head. Said, dummy, why are you scared? I know the thoughts that I think toward you. So God is thinking thoughts toward you right now. And those thoughts are of peace. Say peace. Shalom. Wholeness. Prosperity. That's why when you go to Israel and visit and all that, the first thing they say, instead of hello, they say shalom. Say shalom. Because God's thoughts towards us are shalom. And the whole meaning of shalom is wholeness. That's why, by the way, December was, things that are cooking right now are very prophetic. And we need to be, because we are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a spirit-filled, believing member of the body of Christ living in the United States of America. And so the thoughts God has for us, then you, we need to claim it for the church and for our nation. The thoughts God has for us are for peace and not for evil. He's giving us a future and a hope. And I want to personalize them and believe them and shout them out all over my house, over my bedroom, over my children. God is thinking thoughts, and then he's releasing those thoughts towards us, thoughts of wholeness, shalom, peace, and of prosperity, and not of evil. Not of evil. Say, not of evil. To give me and my children a future and a hope. So you are speaking the default thing. I came across, I don't know why I came across, you'll have to forgive me if you think this is little soulish. I don't know much about rap singers. That's not, huh? But I like some of it gets quite interesting. Well, mine is Mozart. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be, but I'm more in that realm and opera and all that. I came across this song by this rap singer named Nicki Minaj. And she's singing this song, I'm Getting Ready. And in a sense, it's like she's getting ready for a move of God. She's getting ready for something major to happen. And so here are the words that she has. She's singing, I can't sing. I wish I had, borrowed a pink wig. Because I understand that she wears pink wigs sometimes. She knows the Lord powerfully. Anyway, she says, beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski, cause I serve the God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollars commercials for Pepsi, which she has done. From food stamps. So she was at one time on food stamps. To more ice than Gretzky, and I believe she means diamonds. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shut the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped me and told him, she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out of my lungs. I got the power of life and death coming out of my tongue. How about that? Give a clap to her, I think. That's the first time I remember doing a clap offering to a rap singer. Hallelujah. But those are prophetic words. that we are speaking, but I got this just this week. I saw this word and I said, why am I looking at these rap songs? And suddenly I said, this is a prophetic word for us. But that part of the thing is that, and hey, God bless her. She's prophesying towards us and saying, now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. So I'm receiving that as a prophetic song for us. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. So I'm preparing for a miracle blessing in these times. And see, we are agreeing together. We're helping her even. May she get a blessing and may we get a blessing. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises up against us, let God shame it. We are breathing success by the power of the Holy Spirit in and out of our lungs. I got the power of life and death coming out of my tongue. And I felt that at this time, the Lord was saying, this is important what we are saying, and what we are speaking. This is a prophetic hour. So speak. Speak increase over you, over your life. And we are doing it together as a corporate fasting body. Now, you don't, in these 40 days, you can take a few days here, there. But in this season, there are several ones of us fasting together. So there is power in this. And you can join in like a goose anytime. Join, flap your wings a little, and you're going to be right there up with the flock. And it'll be easy for those days that you choose to be fasting. So we are believing, we're confessing, we are prophesying over our children, over our families, over our finances, over our church, over our church family and partner, Chavda Ministry partners, family, for 2018. And God says, I know the plans I have for you. The plans to do you good. Parts of peace and not of evil. To give us a wonderful future and a hope. Now, the context in which, then I just want to put this moment, the context in which the Lord is giving this word to his people is they had been taken in captivity for 70 years. And then God says, after 70 years, I'm going to bring you back. And this is an important prophetic hour. There are certain prophetic hours that are important. And I believe 2018 for us is a very important prophetic year and season. Then we saw that we were sliding into this prophetic season in December. If you notice, and always I've taught here, Pastor Bonnie and our special mentor, Apostle Derek, would say, and he was one of the first ones ever to prophesy and to tell the Christian people. This was during the initial moment of the, about almost 43 years ago now, the starting of the charismatic outpouring, the great revival of the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that people, you know, there have been certain different concepts and theologies that I don't want to talk about. I mean, I don't want to spend time on it. But some say that the Christian prophetic journal is very different from the Jewish people and all that. But we believe totally that God's moves are connected. His covenant people, Israel, and his covenant people, the Church of Jesus. And what happens to them in a secular or a natural level is happening to us simultaneously. And one of the things you can remember, I've taught about this a little, that if you one of my favorite movies was Fiddler on the Roof, and you see at the end of the conclusion of that movie, because of the great oppression, God uses it for good and for great purposes. and he turns it around. What the devil meant for harm, he uses it for good. So it generates the exodus of Jews out of Russia and Europe, that it began, it triggered a great move of the Lord into the Holy Land, that this is where the Jews started coming back and streaming back into Israel, and it was the birthing of the return of the Jews back to Palestine, which is their original homeland. This is where God gave it to them, and they needed to come back to the inheritance. So it was an important thing. And then he had in our New Testament also, God, it says, he will do something. Jerusalem will be under Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles is over. And so from 48 and then 67, when the Jerusalem came back under the authority of the Jewish people, and then this December, just a few weeks ago now, that the voice of the United States government, the most powerful economic nation in history, but especially in this hour, that our president and this government boldly stated, we recognize Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel. This is a great prophetic statement. It is connected with the prophetic seasons God talks about in the Bible. So realize that you and I are prophetic people surfing in a prophetic moment. And so we need to realize where we are at God's time clock and be the prophetic people prophesying over ourselves, prophesying over his church, prophesying over the United States of America, and taking up our assignments, that it is important not only that we recognize, but we prophesy and we speak into that season. And as we can do it with prayer and fasting, it's even under more anointing and power and the oomph of the Holy Spirit. Am I making sense? So this is, it is, here we are, starting 2018. And we look back at this word, for example, that when they were taken into captivity, the reason was they had started worshiping false gods. They had been taking the blessings of God for granted, and God has already done it. He's going to do it now. We can be as secular and as ignoring of the word of God as whatever. And so God needed to teach them a lesson. And so he allowed them to go into captivity. But he loved them, and they were his children. They were his covenant people. And he said, listen, I want you to prosper in the place I'm letting you be in. And says, this is in Babylon. Build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, eat their fruit, take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that you may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there, not diminished. Increase. Say increase. So that's another word that I want you to note in this season's increase. Increase. And I'm believing for increase for you. I'm believing increase for your finances. And I so appreciate Katie sharing this. Thank you, Katie, so much. And that's a living prophetic. Her testimony is often prophetic. We keep testimony and keep it in a slot. But testimony, through testimony, God prophesies. So it is important when some positive things are happening. I found it over and over. And I often try to encourage as much as possible. I feel like I'm not as successful as I wish I could be in telling people, share your testimonies aggressively, because I've found that in our stories here, one of the famous things, the stories of our journey here, is that place it happened at All Nations Church, and the Lord had given me a living word on the trip to Chicago, and Nancy Majira got a lifetime miracle, her family. Because in the midst of great challenges, I got the words, wake up, sleeping beauty, if you remember. And her daughter got amazingly delivered. She was trying to commit suicide in the middle of that season, and she got delivered. She has come here and shared the testimony. And now she's helping oversee millions of Chinese Christians. And it's an amazing thing. But I came home doing the miracle, doing the communion, and that's when the Lord gave clarity about wake up, sleeping beauty, and that we had just gotten the word that a woman was dying, young lady, in Nashville. She was in a coma, and the Lord quickened. This is the sleeping beauty. We have to wake up. And I went. I had two of our leaders drive me to Nashville that day. And after 9 hours, we got there and prayed over that girl and said, wake up, sleeping beauty. And she woke up. And the hospital did not charge her a penny because said we had nothing to do with this. And she had been on life support for several days. So the bill was hundreds of thousands, and they said paid in full. So, but when that testimony was shared, so many people came out of comas just by saying, wake up, sleeping beauty, and it spread. So I'm just saying, it is important, 2018, be aggressive in sharing testimonies because they're going to multiply. God wants to give increase in the power of testimony. God wants to give increase in the power of our prophetic prayer. God wants to give increase for our children. But we cannot, part of the thing that I'm imperative I'm feeling, and we're going to continue this, is if I can urge all of us to keep, there is a fresh excitement that I'm seizing. I'm sensing here that God wants to, he will reinvigorate the anointing in you. You just have to be sensitive and hungry for this. But we are no longer going to be in the kind of thinking that we see in Jeremiah 29 at the beginning, is that took things for granted and they were not supposed to increase. God wanted to bless them and did not want them to get into captivity. So as we see, for example, we are seeing in the natural that the increase that companies, part of what we have been praying for, that as we see so many companies, take note. See, again, I would urge you to be as disciples to learn to take the notice of what's happening in the natural. Because as God says, hey, even though all these 100+ nations that said poo on Israel, it's all right. She's my favorite and I will bless her and I'll increase her. In the same way, we have assignments from as God's people. And we want to be determined, we want to be pressing in onto that blessings. So we are seeing these companies are seeing a stirring, and from Chrysler moving thousands of jobs back into U.S. Ford Motor Company investing once again billions of dollars into Michigan and into other factories. IBM is bringing new jobs. Apple is going to bring in thousands of more jobs. Walmart saying, we're going to employ 10,000 plus, and we're giving each of our workers $1,000 or $2,000 bonus. You find company after company are giving bonuses and saying, we are sensing something. What are they sensing? The stock market is rising. We have to catch this wind of increase. Say increase. So we bless this increase. And we speak this increase over ourselves, our families, our children, over the church, and over the United States of America. And there are satanic forces that are battling these things. Realize that. That there are negative voices that are raising up hatred, division, violence, angers. And it is you and I are the authorities that God has assigned to say, just like the sheriff comes in and says, you can't do that, and arrest the thieves and the robbers and put them, lock them away. We are in the realm of the spirit. You and I are commissioned to be, to wear the badge. You have the authority. Say authority. So you not only have anointing, but you have authority. But you have authority to bind these forces. Otherwise, the thief, the robber, and the destroyer, his spiritual forces are wanting to lessen and try to break America and to hurt it. So realize that God is on the move. Say, God is on the move. And you can see the sign. I'm not, as you have said, some of the prophetic signals are right there. And you catch the signals. This is what God is doing. And I'm therefore going to prophesy. I'm going to speak. And if, just think, if Hyundai, the Korean motor company, we are seeing this and we are going to build these factories in Alabama. And these, I mean, that you can take note of all of these fun clues. God is giving you all these clues. And you pick them up and I prophesy more. This is, do you see these bones? Prophesy to these bones and tell them they're going to live. And not only are they going to live, but they're going to be an exceedingly great army. And you are the one who's going to prophesy. So we are going to be prophesying over each other. This is not a time for us in any way to become separate, because the anointing and the authority will be lesser as we be, you know, on single units. God, devil is frightened of what will happen if we become in more and more unity. All right? So we're going to be as close together as possible. So put our strength in each other's hands so we fly further, higher, and see more. I feel like the time of restoration, the Bible prophesies of that in Acts. The time of restoration will be coming from the throne of God. Well, we are seeing some of it. Now it's part, we have to play our part in this fasting, prophetic, praying season, and saying America is going to keep booming as never before. Its markets are going to be booming. So as we enjoy prosperity, I'm praying, at least for the next 20 years, that as we do so, then we see our children increase. We see that as we have more economic restoration, we can give more. We can bless the poor of the nations. That we can then, as a church, as the church prospers, we are able to do more, spreading the gospel in every way. I mean, our website, we need, by the way, you look at our website, it's gorgeous. But we need to, many of this, we have certain programs, we need to finance the all the teaching, as many as we can, to be translated in Chinese, in French, in Korean. So we are beginning our 24 hours a day radio broadcast, digital broadcast that's going to the nations. Our Pastor Bonnie and our name is quite well known now in the Middle East. My face was right as Bonnie and I went to Bethlehem about 3-4 years ago. The mayor came to greet us and ate with us, and his assistants were there. And two of his main assistants were Arab ladies, and they pointed to Bonnie and I'd say, "We recognize you. We watch your program." And so our names are known, but we want to do more in the area of translating what we have taught, as many as we can, into Chinese, into Korean, into Spanish, and into French, as the beginning of it, and into Tamil, if we can, or and some of the Indian languages. So there is much, even just for us. So may God prosper us, and I'm claiming million-dollar offerings, that God will bless you and those watching us on the internet, and God can give you $100 million business and your tithe, that you can bless us. I mean, I'm praying that we can all have increase. Say increase. For each of you, I'm blessing that what you touch will prosper in every way, that we need to have a big vision. So if America, your business, it prospers, we can all share the gospel to the nations and do good deeds. Some of it, even this last winter and this winter, there are some of the poorest people in the United States are the Native American reservations. And we are heating so many homes during the freezing winter, but a lot of them live in places that have no insulation. And so we're trying to finance as many families as we can to have heat in the reservations. So that's part of the things that the increase is not just for it's not for selfish reasons. How many cars can we drive? I mean, you know, but so that we can have increase to bless the nations. So anyway, praise the Lord. So God is calling us, I believe, to press in for your blessings, press in to see the increase, and then restoration happens. One of the things that he says, as God told the people, "I'll bring you back," it was imperative that they go back, and then they come back, and God's word comes to pass, because guess what? As they came back, that was the prophetic time then, after a little while, for Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. So all that Christmas that we celebrated just a few weeks ago, this was the culmination of the 70 years. As they came back, then Messiah came soon after to save all of us and give us eternal life. So that was God's plan. And so in all of that then, what I want to summarize by saying, well, that the other part that God emphasized to me was in glory to God. Hallelujah. The key part of it, I want to look at Joshua chapter 1. Because the Lord was putting an adjustment in me just even this afternoon when I saw the doctor's call from the doctor office. And suddenly I go into the mode of oy vey. And I felt an adjustment from the Lord saying, "Hey, my plans for you are to give you a future and a hope. My plans for you are not in any way evil." But we need each other, help each other to not get any kind of negative vibrations from the secular world we are surrounded by. We need each other as more than ever before. So, and we need to come together as often as we can, especially Sundays. I'm so proud of you being here Friday nights, because we are getting so many requests, and even from foreign countries where there are cancers, all of that, in fact, way out in Eastern Europe, they asked me to phone them and pray for them for something very critical. So there are many, many infirmities. People are calling in for healings from cancer and all of that as we are prayer and fasting. So let's join together, help. Let's hold each other our hand because there are many infirmities that God, 2018, I'm claiming, will be the year of some of the greatest miracles and healings we have ever seen. And that more people will see so many cancers go away and other terminal challenges. But part of the key, the Lord is saying that I want you to be more than ever, be a man of faith, be a woman of faith. Say, I'm going to be a woman of faith. I'm going to be a man of faith. And if you're suspicious of which way you want to be, even transgenders are allowed, you know. I'm just joking. We will pray with you. But anyway. I was trying to speak on behalf of all of you. Know. But faith is everything. Faith, it's important as we begin. We want to begin and we want to conclude with faith, faith, faith. Strong faith as never before. And Joshua, the Lord tells Joshua. And Joshua is the model of one of the greatest men of faith for us. I mean, as he goes into the promised land with, 10 weenies and 2 champions. They're waiting for me in heaven. They may slap me there because they're all up there. But anyway, Joshua and Caleb were the men of faith. And when they saw the giants, they said, what? We can take them. We will take them. Let's go. And the others said, no. So he is a man of faith. But the instructions to the man of faith, here is what he tells, and I'll quit. He says, this book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth. This is God's instructions. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. This word success in Joshua 1:8 is in the entire Bible, the purest form of the word success in Hebrew is in this one. That's the only one where that word is used as for in its totality sense of success. Say success. And the key, therefore, is that the book of the law, that's the word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. That means you're going to speak that word of God out loud. You're going to speak it over your children. You're going to speak it over your business, over your finances, over the church, and over our country. And when Ben, our oldest son, was in crisis, and the most horrendous challenge any parent can have, the Lord had me go and write down and put every scripture on healing. And even though God had used this one, it didn't matter. I had to press in. I wrote his name down on every healing scripture, and I confessed it every day, day after day after day, month after month after month. And then, woof, the glory showed up. And it, of course, the presence, the glory healed him. But I want to say it did not hurt for me to press in. Just pressing in. This book, this word did not depart out of my mouth. Day and night, we prophesied over it. And tonight, I want to these are we're going to speak over ourselves certain scriptures. Now, we'll rehearse some of them, but Psalm 115 says, verse 14, the Lord shall increase. Say, the Lord shall increase. Me more and more, and my children. That's what the psalm says. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Increase. Do you see the word increase? Say increase. It says Psalm 34, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. We want to say, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord. You are releasing in us the ability to produce wealth and confirm his covenant. This is all, most of all of you know, 3 John 1. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. We speak that over you, and we speak that over our families. Anyone being attacked by flu, we pray blessing over them. The God's wish and his word over them is that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The thing that we need to do in all of this as we come to 2018, the first week, the theme was, Lord, we come in humility and repentance. So we don't presume that we're all fine. We are coming on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus. And we come, Lord, we humble ourselves, pleading the righteousness of the blood of Jesus. We come to you with one heart, with one mind. In fact, just bow your heads for a moment. Take your neighbor's hand. Say, Lord, thank you, Father. We come before your throne as your watchman. Your bride, your church, your army, pleading the blood of Jesus over each of us, over those watching, over our members of our family. With one accord, with one heart, Lord, in Jesus' name, we disarm the enemy. We disarm any plan the enemy has against us, against our children, against our families, against our marriage, against our husbands or wives, against our church. We disarm the enemy of any plans he has against our city and our beloved nation. We say, Lord, God bless and continue to bless America. We disarm every lying spirit. We disarm the lying spirits of division and slander. Any spirit, Lord, we pray for safety for those in authority. We pray for our president. We bless him and the vice president. Protect President Trump, Vice President Pence, and all his cabinet, Lord, as they journey and help us go towards prosperity. We declare that what has been stolen from the United States, that it will be restored sevenfold. Lord, restore unity. Restore a sevenfold restoration. And we repent, Lord, where we have walked in pride, where we have walked in unforgiveness. We repent and we choose daily to walk in the spirit of repentance. Help us stay focused first on you. Holy Spirit, help us heal divisions. As Dr. Martin Luther King came as a voice of healing, as body of Christ, as the army of the Lord, heal this nation, Lord, as we walk towards a great revival, a great awakening. And we repent, Lord, where the church took itself out of the battle for the destiny of this. We repent where decades ago the church took itself out of being the intercessor and the watchman over this nation. Help us to walk in a spirit of unity, Lord. Restore our love for each other. And pray, Lord, we pray for those who don't know you to come to know this year the name of Jesus. Heal the divide in our nation. We push away demonic spirits of racism, anti-Semitism, division. We pray for all your servants who preach healing and unity. Forgive us once again where we removed ourselves from the battle. And help us, Lord. Anoint us as we pray and fast to pull down the strongholds of darkness, of hate, division, violence. Release a great new wave of spiritual awakening and healing and evangelism. We declare the time is now for a mighty move. As we have recognized Jerusalem, Lord, as your undivided capital, Lord, bless America. Thank you for the great signs of economic healing already. Let those continue, Lord, and add with that spiritual revival. Revival for our families. Revival for all nations' church. Revival for the watch of the Lord. Revival for the church in this nation. Give us wisdom and direction and the resources to reach the lost here and across the world. Give us the tools, Lord. And we do repent, Lord, for the horrible state of abortion in our nation, Lord. Help us that we can defend the unborn. We pray, Lord, do a miracle and turn around Roe v. Wade. We speak blessing. We say, God bless America. And pour out your wonderful Holy Spirit over America. Remember, Lord, the good things that America has done, the hundreds and hundreds of lives that have been given, Lord, to keep nations and make nations free and give you gospel. Give us a sevenfold harvest of revival now, Lord, a sevenfold restoration. Let America be a mighty instrument of end time harvest. Let a fresh glory mantle settle on us, on your church, and on America. Let there be a sevenfold spirit of wisdom, counsel, knowledge, might be on our president and his cabinet. Protection, a shield of protection around them. Let your angels protect them night and day, the president, his cabinet. And Lord, we pray, remove, as we fast and pray, remove corruption in Washington, D.C., corruption in the media, corruption in every branch of government. Let America prosper, Lord, as you cleanse us through your precious blood. Increase the anointing in your spirit-filled churches for signs and miracles. And God bless Israel. And increase and bless Jerusalem, the undivided capital of Israel. We say, God bless Israel and protect Israel. We pray blessing on its Prime Minister Netanyahu. Thank you, Father, that the enemy is bound and your Holy Spirit is in a mighty manner once again giving us a great new awakening. Above all, Lord, we honor you as Jehovah Sabaoth, our captain and commander. And we declare in that mighty name of our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. We praise you, Lord. God. Amen. 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 Armin, you have a song? Michael, you have a song?
Yeah, let's all stand up. Come on. Yes. Everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.